So, hi, Mr. Molly. Thank you for being here with us. And I guess I want to start off asking, based on the interview that you had yesterday, how you mentioned that you don't like it when people say, oh, and like that example. So I was wondering if you had any advice for students wanting to be better at public speaking and even in being just more articulate when they're speaking in general, what would your advice be?
Well, my advice, I have three rules of public speaking that I've told you if you had me in class, and they are louder, slower, and clearer. Even now, the way you asked that question, maybe you're nervous. We're here on a Wednesday afternoon. We're in this beautiful music room. You can ask slower questions. And you would be amazed. I don't say ah, or except to use as examples of the words I no longer say. And no single thing that I've done to the way that I speak has served to make me sound smarter than I am. So my advice is always louder, slower, clearer. And then the fourth thing, which I have not mentioned yet this week, is to speak from the heart. Say what matters to you, and when you're done, stop talking.
A lot of the time, graded students are taught how to brainstorm ideas and turn them into a coherent draft, but there's not always as much emphasis placed on the process of editing and turning what might be rough at first into something that someone actually wants to read. And that's the case both with analytical writing and creative writing. So maybe you could tell us a bit about your editing process in poetry.
It's the same for poetry or expository writing. It's a draft process, and you try things out, and then you see whether they work. The draft of any piece of writing should be like an accordion. It gets a little bigger, and then it gets a little smaller as you slash things out. I was not a great writer in high school. I became a better student the older I got. I went to a school like Graded, a top-notch school. So to be in the middle of the pack was fine. It was an all-boys school, and the guys who were at the top of the school academically were geniuses and went to great colleges. I went to Bowdoin College. It's a perfectly great, awesome school on the coast of Maine. And when I got there, oh my God, everybody thought I was a genius. And everybody thought I could write really well. And my grades got better. And then when I went to graduate school in Kansas, that's when I really learned how to write an expository essay. I had never stayed up all night writing a paper, but I did in graduate school. And what I would do is I would plan. There's a poem you might be able to find. It's in my first book called What Learning Leaves. The poem is called How to Pull an All-Nighter. And it's advice, simple advice for how to pull an all-nighter. Have you ever had to pull an all-nighter, Mariana?
Yes.
Have you ever had to pull an all-nighter? Maybe you're a teenage boy, you need your sleep too much. Right. Maybe he's more organized than you are. I don't know how that works. But you plan to have an extra meal at about 1 o'clock in the morning. Pasta is good. And I would write a draft, print it out, and read it out loud. For me, it's all about how the voice sounds. So advice for revision is to get the words in your mouth and trust the sound of them. That's my best advice.
Do you yourself, along with one of the founders of the Poetry Slam, Mark Smith, kind of led this revolution of turning poetry into something more conversational, something that maybe perhaps more people can enjoy. So I'm wondering, can you predict any trends in the future of poetry? Do you see any way it's headed, or do you just think people are going to create what they're going to create?
I think the second part is true. People are going to create what they're going to create. The arts always march towards the more conversational, the more realistic. If you look at the way actors have read Shakespeare's lines, methods of acting have always been to attempt to get more and more and more lifelike. The actors of the 18th century had great big booming voices, and when they were speaking Shakespeare's line, tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, it didn't sound natural, but nobody went to the theater thinking, oh, I'm going to be listening to somebody who sounds natural. There's a great story about, I think his name was Richard Burbage, who was one of those great actors of yesteryear, but after Shakespeare's time. And they invited this farmer from the outskirts of London to come and watch this famous actor who was playing Hamlet. And the guy who was playing Claudius, Hamlet's father, had a booming voice and was much more of a traditional actor. And the guy who was playing Hamlet was much more of a, more like what we would recognize as a modern actor. He still was obviously using things that they did back in the past. He wasn't trying to emote the way we were and the way a modern actor would. And they asked this farmer, who did you think was the best actor in the show? And he said, oh, the actor who played the king, because he had such a booming voice. And they said, well, what did you think about Richard Burbage, who played Hamlet? And he said, he wasn't that good an actor. When he saw the ghost, he acted just the way I would if I had seen a ghost, which was, of course, exactly what he was going for. You know, I want to act in a way that is exactly like you would act. When I write poems, one of my favorite definitions of poetry is what oft was thought, but ne'er so well expressed. You know that word, ne'er? Never. What often was thought, but never so well expressed. I'm not always trying to create lines that express new thoughts. I'm trying to say old things that you have been thinking your whole life, but you thought you were the only one. And to have you go, I thought I was the only one, but I've never put it like that. So I think art is going to continue to attempt to say things that everybody is thinking in words they have never thought to think them. And it's going to get faster and faster and faster.
Thank you so much, Mr. O'Malley, for your time.
My pleasure. Have a great day.